My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas on Sports Radio 94 WIP for the Phillies 24/7 channel. Phils get another win and they quote-unquote sweep the Blue Jays, even though it's technically not a series, which is whatever. I don't care. To me, it's a two-game sweep. You play two games, whatever. It's a series to me. Phils take, nonetheless, Phils take both games from this little two-game set up in Toronto. And I feel like we never have, like, success when we're in Toronto playing the Blue Jays. I feel like it's always either you split or you lose the series one way or the other. And this time, Phils seemed like, you know, in that first game, maybe that was going to happen again, not having success up in Toronto. But that wasn't to be, as Kyle Schwarber made sure that that did not happen. This entire last 2 days, he was the sole reason. Let's be honest, he was the number one reason why they won this two-game set. So yeah, honestly, easy show for you today. We'll do the usual little short recap here, game takeaways, series takeaways. We'll give you an update on the Bryce Harper situation. Gets hit in the left elbow in the first inning and exited the game in the third inning. How's he doing? Is he okay? We'll tell you what both Bryce and I'll play the Rob Thompson sound for you from his post-game interview that he does with the press every single time, every single game. So we'll let you know that answer. You'll hear what Rob Thompson, you'll hear him update you on the Bryce Harper situation. And then I'll get into our series takeaways, preview the next four-game set that will be at the Miami Marlins. And then we will give you a little news. There was a no-hitter thrown. And we will tell you who threw that no-hitter later, a little later in the show. So just to keep it short, Kyle Schwarber, first inning, leads off the game with a record-tying 13th home run off of Bowden Francis to give the Phils the early lead. The Blue Jays, though, would get a couple of those runs, one of those runs back, and then get the lead in the bottom of the first inning, as Alejandro Kirk and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. would both get RBI doubles to take a 2-1 lead. But Cody Clemens just recently called up the very next inning, top of the second, hits a 2-run home run to give the Phillies a 3-2 lead. And then later in the game, JT Realmuto would hit a solo bomb of his own, like Schwarber did, to lead off the game, and gave the Phillies a 4-2 lead, where they would eventually win this game 4-2 as Carlos Estevez came in, came in to get the save. So that's really, really not a lot of key moments in this game, but the ones I just mentioned to you there, the scoring highlights, was really all you needed to know. And also Christopher Sanchez's 7 fantastic innings, really, just besides the first. It was all things go afterwards, which is where I want to start my game takeaways. Another very strong outing from Christopher Sanchez. He goes 7-6 hits, 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts in this game. Just a super, super good, you know, appearance or outing, excuse me, from Christopher Sanchez, as he does what he is supposed to do. And I mean, he's really become a big X factor for this rotation, right? That's now 6 starts in a row, allowing 3 earned runs or less. Actually, I could have got that wrong, because I think the one outing he didn't have a great outing. I forget which one that was. But either way, like, Sanchez lately has been awesome. He's just been really, really good, and he's really been, you know, lately he's been the number two, maybe the number three. I mean, it just doesn't matter. I mean, it's been really been like a three-headed monster with Wheeler, Nola, and Christopher Sanchez. I don't want to, you know, leave Ranger out of it, but Ranger really hasn't been great since, you know, around June. So it's really been those three who have been really key, and Christopher Sanchez just continuing to do what he does in this game against the Blue Jays, going 7 strong innings and only giving up those 2 earned runs that he gave up in the first inning. So super good job by Christopher Sanchez. Second takeaway from this game against Toronto: enough offense to get this win. I know people don't, you know, and I know it makes me nervous too, the whole home runs thing. But there are some games where I'm just like, I'm completely fine with it. It's not that I don't like the home runs. I really like the home runs. It's obviously a big strength of this offense. You just want to see some variety from this team. But this game, it's fine. I'm completely cool with it. Christopher Sanchez has become a really good starting pitcher for this team. So when now you're kind of going into some of these starts where you're like expecting Sanchez to give you 6-7, you know, strong innings. So I'm cool with getting 4 runs, all of them being on home runs. You know, Kyle Schwarber getting it started, Cody Clemens, you know, coming right back in the second inning, and then JT just cherry on top, so to speak, with the insurance solo dinger in the top of the 9th inning. I'm totally cool with that. I'm totally cool with that. If that's how you want to win this game, that's how you want to win this game. If that's how you want to win the game on Tuesday, where Schwarber's just hitting bombs, then that's how you're going to win some of these games. It's just, I know, trust me, there are these other games where I want to see them mix it up with some dingers and the small ball, you know, mixed in with all that good stuff. That's what we want to see from the offense. But I'm totally fine with how they were able to do this against Toronto in this entire series, and, you know, this game in particular. But you get it. This game today and the entire series. Third takeaway from this afternoon's game: getting closer and closer to fully trusting Carlos Estevez as the closer for this baseball team. And in the beginning, again, just felt like he was giving up, you know, when we first acquired him, and, you know, in the first half of the month of August, felt like, okay, a lot of hard contact, a lot of stress in these ninth innings and felt like a lot of runners in scoring position and bases loaded situations. And it's like, oh my gosh, are we going to get out of this? And ever since he blew that save against Washington, I've just really feel like I've become more and more trustworthy with their newly acquired closer, because that's what he is for this team. Ever since that blown save in Washington, he's now gone seven innings, no earned runs, two walks, six strikeouts. So it's been, I just feel like with every appearance, Estevez has really not given up many hits. And it's more swings and misses, more whiffs. It's more of stuff like that. And I'm getting closer and closer with each appearance from Carlos Estevez that I feel like, okay, I trust you in the ninth inning of a game, and especially heading into October. I know I don't think he has a whole bunch of October experience in his career, because I mean it's been what, just pretty much LA, right? It's been LA and Colorado. So I mean, the year that Colorado made the playoffs, which was what, 2018, he wasn't on the team. So he doesn't really have any postseason experience. So we'll see. But you know, someone's got to get experience by actually being in that. You get the point that I'm trying to make. So Estevez, not a whole lot of experience, but I'm getting closer and closer to really trusting him. So we're not fully there yet, but we're really getting there. We're really, really getting there. So wanted you to hear this real quick. This was Bryce Harper's injury update from Rob Thompson. Here is what he had to say on Bryce Harper.
He's fine. So it was like a precautionary thing, or could he not continue to play, I guess?
Well, it was stiffening up, so it was more precautioning.
Okay.
I mean, I think he could have continued on if we really had to.
So, you know, he's been playing with the bad right elbow, the sore wrist, now he got hit on this. I mean, is this giving you any more ammo to go to him tomorrow and say, hey, why don't we take a break for a couple days, or no?
Well, no, I'll talk to him tomorrow about it and see if he needs a day or 2 days, whatever it takes, you know, just to get him, make sure he's okay to play.
So yeah, that was Topper. Nothing really to worry about. You know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, did produce a show with Tom Kelly and Broads, and both kind of mentioned like, yeah, maybe we need to give Harper like a phantom IL stint. I'd just sit him. If that's the case. You know, Bryce said he felt better. This is according to Alex Coffey on Twitter, but Bryce said he felt better after receiving treatment for his left elbow this game. You know, got hit in the elbow in that first inning. You know, left the game in the third inning. Didn't feel like he could really take an at bat. But it sounds like, from what Topper said, that it wasn't that big of a deal. It was really, really just precautionary. And Rob says the whole it stiffened up. So it doesn't seem like it's all that big of a deal. If Bryce wants to sit a few games, yeah, I'm totally cool with that. You know, it feels like a lot of the time that Bryce Harper is probably playing hurt. You know, I heard a caller mention that a couple hours ago, that Bryce seems like the type of guy that's always...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in they get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Playing through something. Seems like he's honestly like hurt every few months now, right? I mean, this seems like what kind of is what it is with Bryce. I feel like it's not even Bryce's fault. You know, getting hit in the face from Genesis Cabrera and the Blake Snell incident. And then it just seems like Bryce has been unlucky a lot in his career with some of these injuries. You know, it's just a shame. But that is your update on Bryce Harper from Rob Thompson, and Bryce, you know, saying he's felt a lot better after receiving some treatment for his left elbow. Series takeaways. I mean, you know we were going to talk about it, and I already kind of mentioned it there a little bit. Kyle Schwarber, I mean, just a ginormous two games. He goes 7-for-9, 4 home runs, 7 runs batted in, and 1 walk. 7-for-9 with 4 home runs. That says it all right there. Going 7-for-9 with 4 dingers. And like I said, that 13th leadoff home run tied for most ever in a season. Alfonso Soriano set that way back in 03. Alfonso Soriano, one of the more underrated players of the 2000s, by the way. Just saying. Alfonso Soriano was a beast, and Kyle Schwarber in some good company there. I mean, you go back to game one, hits those couple of home runs, and just the monster bomb that he had in the top of the ninth inning on Tuesday to give the Phillies the lead and Phillies pretty much the win. And then just doing, I mean, just right where he left off by hitting a leadoff, the leadoff homer, and setting the tone for the Phils. I know the Blue Jays ended up, you know, scoring a couple of runs in that same inning. But, look, set the table. And Cody Clement said, hey, I'm going to do what I had to do. But Kyle Schwarber right now, this is what you want from Kyle. And this is good because, you know, June, I think it wasn't the type of June Kyle wanted, and it was okay. I mean, I think he got it going towards the end of June, and I think that's the month he got hurt, right? Like, Kyle's making up for it right now, having a two games like he did against Toronto. What a two-game set from Kyle Schwarber. Unbelievable. Yeah, you can get out of there with he's not a leadoff hitter. Who cares? This is what he's doing. That's how they win. Brandon Marsh, second takeaway from this two-game set up north. Brandon Marsh having a good two games. And again, like I said, I feel like he had kind of heated up a little bit over the last few weeks. And this series, a good series. A lot of plate discipline there. 3 walks, goes 4-for-5. I mean, that's a great 2 games against Toronto. A really good going 4-for-5 with 3 walks. Really good stuff from Brandon Marsh. And again, this is what I want to see from somebody that's like kind of the anchor of the bottom of the lineup. So I really, really like what I've seen from Brandon Marsh the last couple of days here. And then the last 7 games from Marsh overall, 364, 500, 591 slash line, a homer, and 3 runs batted in. So Brandon Marsh doing very well here the last couple of games against Toronto. Really like what I saw from Brandon Marsh. Bullpen doing a great job is my last takeaway from these last couple of games. So you look at Tuesday. You look at Tuesday where wasn't a good start. Tyler Phillips goes two-thirds of an inning, cannot even make it out. Cannot even. You feel for the guy because, you know, the story with Phillips of what, you know, growing up here. You've heard the story already. I don't need to go into the Tyler Phillips story again. But Tyler Phillips, not a great showing. Goes two-thirds of an inning, six earned runs. Tanner Banks having to come in and you know, get the job done there in the first inning. But the bullpen overall, okay, Taijuan Walker, he goes three innings and a couple of earned. But besides that, the bullpen was really good on Tuesday. The work of Banks, Alvarado, Taijuan Walker, Ruiz, Kirkering, and Strom to go eight and a third and only give up three earned runs. I mean, the bullpen having to go eight and a third innings, that's not usually what your bullpen is expecting to do on a given day, unless you're going with a bullpen game, having an opener, something to that extent. Tyler Phillips was not supposed to be the opener. So for the bullpen to do the job that they did on Tuesday, I thought was great. And then yesterday, and then today, for Hoffman and Estevez, I feel like I always wanted to say Estevez. I think it's a lot of us. But Estevez, not Charlie Sheen, for Hoffman and Carlos Estevez to do the job that they did in today's game, I thought was really good. It was great. It was great. So the bullpen, I thought, was a key to this series win for Hoffman and Estevez there to go the last two innings. But overall, bullpen doing a really good job. So really impressed with how the bullpen held up in this series against Toronto. Preview of the next series. We have a four-game set at the Marlins. So you go from the north in Toronto, and you go all the way down south, way back down south to Miami, where that team, 52-87, fifth in the National League East. No surprise there, but they are 6-4 in their last 10 games, so a winning record. So probably feeling good about themselves. Got a 4-3 win today against Washington, 4-3 win. So Washington losing to Miami. But anyway, offense for the Marlins, 29th in runs scored this year. Starting pitching, same ranking, 29th in ERA. And then the bullpen, 21st in earned run average. So bottom third for pretty much everything in every department for the Miami Marlins. Probable starters, we have tomorrow at 6:40 p.m. start time. It'll be Ranger Suarez versus Adam Oller. Don't know who that is, going to be honest. I have no idea anything about it. I feel like I've had to do research on every single Miami starter this year that I, you know, the next one I do know, Edward Cabrera, will be going up against Zach Wheeler. And then Darren McCaughan versus Aaron Nola. I mean, to be honest, I don't know a lot of, again, don't know a lot of these Miami starters, but here we are. So that's a good thing for the Phils. It should be. It could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. Maybe they don't have a lot of tape on them. But at the same time, I mean, it could be a good thing as far as maybe them not being such great hurlers in general. So Nola and Darren McCaughan, probably saying that, I feel like I'm butchering his name. I apologize, Darren. And then Sunday at 1:40, Taijuan Walker versus Max Meyer. But that probably won't be Taijuan Walker because Rob Thompson said very unlikely it will be Taijuan Walker. And he also said very unlikely it'll be a bullpen game, so which means Nick Nelson? Nick Nelson, he can't call up Colby Allard yet. Can't we have to wait till September 10th. So maybe Nick Nelson, maybe not. Not sure what they're going to do there. They call up Seth Johnson. I don't think they can. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. So maybe a Nick Nelson start. They just called him up. It's a possibility. So players to watch in this series. By the way, there's all the start times tomorrow, 6:40. Friday, 7:10. Saturday, 4:10, and then Sunday, 1:40. Literally all different start times. Players to watch in this series. Marlins, I'm going to go Jake Berger, just because Berger was hot going into the series last time they played the Phils, and Berger did hit a home run in that first game. And Berger, when he gets going, he gets going. There's four games here. Berger could get going. So Jake Berger is a player to watch for me from Miami. I mean, it's only like remotely close household name that they have on that team, especially after Jazz left. And then Ranger Suarez for the Phils. I'm going to go Ranger just because curious to see what he looks like in this start. First start back against Kansas City, he was good, looked like himself from the, you know, the earlier part of this year. And then out last time against Atlanta, not so hot. Not so hot. So looking for Ranger to, you know, maybe consistently get back here as he's getting back from injury and for him to look good heading into October. So looking for Ranger to get back and be himself. Injuries and moves. We got Alec Bohm, who will probably won't return until Thursday, which is tomorrow. Bohm's sore left hand isn't progressing as quickly as the Phils had hoped. Out of the lineup for a fifth straight game today on Wednesday. Phils hope he could be back during the Phillies' four-game set in Miami, which begins Thursday. Rob Thompson said it's not going to be an IL stint. So that is according to Phillies.com. Thank you as always. And then you probably already know this, but Phils also selected a contract of Nick Nelson from AAA Lehigh Valley. They optioned Tyler Phillips, who got lit up yesterday, and designated right-handed pitcher Michael Rucker for assignment. So that's what you need to know as far as injuries and moves go. And by the way, I think Rob Thompson talked about it post-game with Brandon Marsh. And Marsh got hit in the ribs in this game. And it seems like he's going to be fine from what I understand with Brandon Marsh. I haven't seen too much. I think it means a good thing. I'm pretty sure post-game he just said Marsh needs to chill a little bit and that's all. So I think Brandon Marsh is okay. And then last thing around Major League Baseball, we had the first no-hitter in Wrigley since 1972. Pirates get shut out 12-0 as Shota Imanaga goes 7 innings, 7 strikeouts, no hits. Nate Pearson and Porter Hodge all combined for a no-hitter, even though, to me, combined no-hitters aren't real, going to be honest with you. So that's how I feel about combined no-hitters. But congratulations to the Cubs as they did their thing there. So that's going to do it for me. Phillies today, tonight. I'm recording this at night for once. I never record at night, but here I am. I'll talk to you guys soon. Stay tuned for everyone that does a great job on this channel. I'll talk to you guys on, what's that? Today is, Monday? Yeah, sure. Bye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.